سورہ نو، نو علیہ السلام. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. انا ارسلنا نوحا الى قومه ان انذر قومك من قبل ان یاتیہم عذاب علیم. Indeed we sent Noah to his people saying, warn your people before there comes to them a painful punishment. He said, O my people, indeed I am to you a clear warner, saying, worship Allah, fear him and obey me. He will forgive you your sins and delay you for a specified term, meaning give you respite, give you some life in this world. Indeed, the time set by Allah when it comes will not be delayed, if you only knew. He said, my Lord, indeed I invited my people to truth night and day, but my invitation increased them not, except in flight. They were averse to it, they would run away from it. And indeed, every time I invited them, that you, Allah, may forgive them, they put their fingers in their ears, covered themselves with their garments, persisted, and were arrogant with great arrogance. They refused to even look at him. Allah says, Nuh alayhi salam then said, then I invited them publicly. Then I announced to them and also confided to them secretly and said, ask forgiveness of your Lord. Indeed, he is ever a perpetual forgiver. He will send rain from the sky upon you in continuing showers and give you increase in wealth and children and provide for you gardens and provide for you rivers. What is the matter with you that you do not attribute to Allah due grandeur? Nuh alayhi salam knew that if a person asks for forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pour upon them blessings from the sky. He will send rain from the sky upon you in continuing showers and give you increase in wealth and children, meaning in this dunya and then definitely in akhirah. So the way to remove worldly problems is to seek istighfar. Umar radiallahu anhu once led a salatul istisqa, meaning a special salah to ask for rain from Allah. And he recited only the ayat that had istighfar in them from the Quran, including this particular ayah. Then he said that I have asked for the rain from those paths that it takes through the heaven to fall on earth. Someone came to Hasan Basri, who was a tabi, a great scholar, and complained about facing drought. He, Hasan Basri rahimullah, told him to do istighfar. Another man came about the lack of food. He told him the same prescription. Another complained about his garden becoming dry. He told him to do istighfar. Then someone said, I don't have any children. He told him to do istighfar. So one of his students was sitting there and he said, why do you advise all of them to do istighfar? So he recited these ayat and he said, this is not from me, but this is a prescription from Allah himself. Ask forgiveness of your Lord. Indeed, he is ever a perpetual forgiver. He will send rain from the sky upon you in continuing showers and give you increase in wealth and children, and provide for you gardens and provide for you rivers. What is the matter with you? مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. What is the matter with you that you do not attribute to Allah due grandeur, while He has created you in stages? Do you not consider how Allah has created seven heavens in layers, and made the moon therein a reflected light, and made the sun a burning lamp? And Allah has caused you to grow from the earth, a progressive growth. Then He will return you into it and extract you another extraction. And Allah has made for you the earth an expanse, that you may follow therein roads of passage. Noah said, my Lord, indeed they have disobeyed me and followed him whose wealth and children will not increase him except in loss. And they conspired an immense conspiracy and said, never leave your gods and never leave Wad or Su'a or Ya'ghuth and Ya'uq and Nasr. These were the names of specific idols named after pious men of earlier generations. Shirk actually began at the time of Nuh alayhi salam. The community used to venerate these pious predecessors. When they passed away, Shaitan inspired to them to make images of them just on the wall to draw the images so they would not forget them. Once they drew the images, they started fading. So over generations, Shaitan told them, to make idol statues of them, otherwise they would forget them and the statues wouldn't get erased. So they made the statues, but they did not worship them before. And later on, through more generations, Shaitan patiently waited, and then he inspired them to start worshipping them, to start sacrificing to them, and then to make dua to them. Nuh alayhi salam said, "And already they have misled many. And my Lord, do not increase the wrongdoers except in error. Because of their sins they were drowned and put into the fire," Allah says, "and they found not for themselves besides Allah any helper." When they were drowned, Allah says, they were put into the fire. As soon as they died, in that water, they started feeling their punishment. This shows again that there is punishment right after death. May Allah save us from that. Ameen. Allah says, "And they found not for themselves besides Allah any helpers." And Noah said, "My Lord, do not leave upon the earth from among the disbelievers an inhabitant. Indeed, if you leave them, they will mislead your servants and not beget," meaning they will not have any children, "except every wicked one and confirmed disbeliever." Why was Musa alayhi salam so upset? He was telling the truth. The only people who remained behind and did not board the ship were the staunch disbelievers. We see in the beginning of the surah that he had preached every which way he could possibly imagine, one-on-one, secretly, as groups, announcing publicly, day in and day out. He preached non-stop for 950 years. Almost 1,000 years he spent asking them to accept Islam. But they had become stubborn, obstinate, they were not about to change. So the Prophet himself, who was sent to bring good to them, ended up becoming exhausted completely and angry at their bitter obstinacy. He knew from experience that if any of them remained on earth, their children would be the same also. They would bring up their children to be disbelievers and obstinate and stubborn against the message of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped the whole earth clean of disbelief and shirk. And then the last dua, "My Lord, forgive me and my parents and whoever enters my house a believer, and the believing men and believing women, and do not increase the wrongdoers except in destruction. Ameen." Surah Al-Jinn. The jinn, a species of beings created by Allah from smokeless fire. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "It has been revealed to me that a group of the jinn listened and said, 'Indeed, we have heard an amazing Qur'an.'" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was facing a great deal of difficulty preaching to the kuffar. And at that point, he was leading salah with his companions at the valley of Nakhla. And some jinn heard the Qur'an and they liked it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses about it. The jinn had a completely opposite attitude to the people of Nuh alayhi salam. When the people of Nuh alayhi salam heard the revelation or heard the message of Nuh alayhi salam, they acted stubbornly and they kept on refusing him for almost 1,000 years. The jinn, on the other hand, heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the Quran during salah. He was not even speaking to them or formally giving them da'wah. He was simply leading salah, and they heard him and they were amazed by it. They said, "Indeed, we have heard an amazing Qur'an. It guides to the right course and we have believed in it. And we will never associate with our Lord anyone. Allahu Akbar. There is not an ayah that goes by. There's not a surah that goes by where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention his oneness." And they simply heard the recitation of someone and they loved it. They loved the Qur'an. It moved them. Their hearts trembled. And they accepted Islam. At once they said that we accept Islam. They said about the Quran, "And it teaches that exalted is the nobleness of our Lord. He has not taken a wife or a son. And that our foolish one," meaning Iblis, because he was one of the jinn, "has been saying about Allah an excessive transgression." So they knew what Iblis was saying. Iblis was misguiding other jinn as well. And simply by listening to the Quran, they understood that whatever Iblis was saying was wrong, it was a lie. And they said, "And we had thought that mankind and the jinn would never speak about Allah a lie." So these were good jinn. Allah says, "And there were men from mankind who sought refuge in men from jinn, so they only increased them in burden," meaning sin. Meaning people would go to these soothsayers and kahin to seek protection from evil jinn, and they ended up practicing black magic. Subhanallah. And Allah says, they said, "And they had thought, as you thought, that Allah would never send anyone as a messenger. And we have sought to reach the heaven, but found it filled with powerful gods and burning flames." So the jinn understood that something special was going on because they could not access the heavens again. And they said, "And we used to sit therein in positions for hearing, but whoever listens now will find a burning flame lying in wait for him." Before the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the jinn used to collect information by eavesdropping on the angels and then passing it on to fortune tellers and soothsayers. And then the jinn continued, "And we do not know, therefore, whether evil is intended for those on earth, or whether their Lord intends for them a right course." That was when the pathways to the heavens were stopped, blocked, so the jinn could not hear. The jinn continued, "And among us are the righteous, and among us are others not so. We were of divided ways." So in opinion, belief, religious practice, jinns have different ways. The jinn continued, "And we have become certain that we will never cause failure to Allah upon earth, nor can we escape him by flight. And when we heard the guidance," meaning the Quran, "we believed in it. And whoever believes in his Lord will not fear deprivation or burden," meaning the Akhirah will be lightened for him. "And among us are Muslims in submission to Allah, and among are the unjust, those jinn who deviate from the truth, and they commit shirk. And whoever has become Muslim," they said, "those have sought out the right course. But as for the unjust, they will be for hell firewood." And Allah revealed that if they had remained straight on the way, we would have given them abundant rain. Rain is a sign of great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Nuh as well, we see that Allah says that if people would only do istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would open the floodgates of all kinds of blessings of this dunya and akhirah upon them. Here the jinn understand this as well. And they said that if we stay on the straight path, Allah would give us abundant rain. And then Allah says, "So we might test them therein." And again, that rain comes after istighfar, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see if we would stay steadfast on the straight path, if we would continue to do good and not be sinful, if we would be thankful to him. So Allah says, "So we might test them therein. And whoever turns away from the remembrance of his Lord, he will put into arduous punishment." That person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who has turned away from his remembrance will be put into a great punishment, a very difficult punishment. But before that, in this dunya, what will happen? Allah has already said in Surah Taha, when he sent Adam and Hawa alayhi salam down to earth, "And if there should come to you guidance from me, then whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray nor suffer. And whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed he will have a depressed, constricted, difficult life, ma'ishatan danqa, on this earth. And we will gather, raise him on the day of resurrection blind. He will say, 'My Lord, why have you raised me blind while I was once seeing?' Allah will say, 'Thus did our signs come to you, and you forgot, you disregarded them,' the Quran, 'and thus will you this day be forgotten.'" So the dunya and akhirah both become difficult and arduous for the one who turns away from the remembrance of Allah. Allah then says, "And he revealed that the masjids are for Allah, so do not invoke with Allah anyone. And that when the servant," meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "the servant of Allah stood up, supplicating him, they almost became about him a compacted mass. The jinn were crowding on top of each other In the manner of locusts to hear Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gives Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam this good news, the news that an unseen group of jinn had accepted Islam from him. And then Allah says, "Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I only invoke my Lord and do not associate with him anyone. Say indeed, I do not possess for you the power of harm or right direction. Say indeed, there will never protect me from Allah anyone if I should disobey, nor will I find in other than him a refuge." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told to say that he had no power to help anybody, to harm them or to give them right direction. And he would not be protected from Allah himself if he were to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was told to say, "But I have for you only notification from Allah and his messages. And whoever disobeys Allah and his messenger, then indeed for him is the fire of hell. They will abide therein forever. The disbelievers continue until when they see that which they are promised. Then they will know who is weaker in helpers and less in number. Say, I do not know if what you are promised is near, or if my Lord will grant for it a long period. He is knower of the unseen, and he does not disclose his knowledge of the unseen to anyone, except whom he has approved of messengers. And indeed he sends before him, meaning each messenger, and behind him, observers. Guardian angels come to protect the messenger and the message. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that he has not been given the knowledge of when the hour will come. He does not have knowledge of the unseen except only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself tells him. That he, Allah says, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he may know that they have conveyed the messages of their Lord, meaning those guardian angels are there, the observers are there, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam may know, meaning so Allah may make evident that they have, the prophets have conveyed the messages of their Lord, and he has encompassed whatever is with them and has enumerated all things in number. And we see that the reason the Prophet, peace be upon him, found that the jinn had accepted Islam through him was only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told him and made it manifest. Surah Al-Muzammil. Muzammil means the one who wraps himself in clothing. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qumil layla illa qalila, nisfahu awin qus minhu qalila, awzid alayhi warattilil qur'ana tartila. O you who wraps himself in clothing, arise to pray the night except for a little, half of it, or subtract from it a little, or add to it, and recite the Qur'an with measured recitation. Rattilil Qur'ana tartila. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's recitation. That is how he enjoyed also listening to it. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to the Prophet, peace be upon him, as Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil, the one who wraps himself in clothing? According to Jabir radiallahu anhu, reported in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "While I was walking along, I heard a voice from heaven, and I raised up my eyes. Lo, the angel that had appeared to me in Hira was sitting on a chair between heaven and earth, and I was struck with awe on account of him, and returned home and said, Wrap me up, Zammiluni, Zammiluni." Then Allah revealed the first five ayat of Surah Al-Mudassir. Al-Mudassir means the one enveloped in a mantle, whereas Muzammil means one wrapped up in clothes. It is possible that this latter title, Muzammil, as it appears in this surah, was probably connected to another incident. This incident occurred when the Prophet, peace be upon him, received his first revelation in the cave of Hira. Being his first experience, he felt it very hard and was caught by shivery cold. And once he reached home, he asked his wife Khadija radiallahu anha to wrap him in a blanket. Another event that has been reported is when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was accused by the pagans of Mecca of being a magician who separated between friends. He felt very aggrieved, and he wrapped himself in his clothes out of grief. Addressing him with reference to these events is a very loving style of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to console him. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil. What is Allah telling him to do? قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Arise to pray the night, except for a little. This surah and the next one are the two earliest of surahs that were revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to the consensus of all scholars, the five salahs had not been ordained yet. However, the tahajjud salah was ordained for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was made obligatory for the Holy Prophet and the entire Muslim community until the five prayers were prescribed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Arise to pray the night, except for a little. نِصْفُهُ, or half of it. أَوِنْقُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا, or reduce from the half a little bit, meaning maybe one third. أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ, or you can increase it. Pray more than half. But what do you do when you stand up for salah? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. To say Qur'an in tartil, in a measured way, in a beautiful way. The Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered us, زَيِّنُ الْقُرْآنَ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ. Beautify the Qur'an with your voices. He also said, he is not of us who does not chant nicely with the recitation of the Qur'an. It also means to measure your words. Recite it slowly, beautifully. A man came to Ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, said, I read the Mufassal chapters, meaning the surahs Qaf to An-Nas, last night in one unit of prayer. Ibn Mas'ud said, this is rushing like the haste of reciting poetry. Subhanallah. This is recorded in Al-Bukhari. Then Allah says, Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Indeed, we will cast upon you a heavy word, meaning the revelation, which when descending on the Prophet, peace be upon him, bore down upon him with a great weight. These were the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and contained important ordinances from him. Zaid bin Thabit said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received some revelation while his thigh was on top of my thigh, and my thigh was almost crushed due to it. The wahi used to be hard on the Prophet, peace be upon him. Abdullah ibn Amr said, I asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, do you feel anything when revelation comes to you? The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, I hear a ringing, and then I remain quiet when that occurs. There has not been a single time that revelation has come to me, except that I thought that my soul was about to be taken, meaning in death. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also said, sometimes it comes to me like the ringing of a bell, and it is most severe upon me. Then the state passes away from me after I have grasped what is inspired. Sometimes the angel comes to me in the form of a man and talks to me, and I grasp whatever he says. Aisha radiallahu anha added, verily I saw him receiving revelation, and I noticed the sweat dropping from his forehead on a very cold day as the revelation ended. Sahih Bukhari. The wahi was twice the burden. It was heavy to receive and it was heavy to preach. Subhanallah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. Allah then says, indeed the hours of the night are more effective for concurrence of heart and tongue, and more suitable for words, meaning at night time it is better to recite the Qur'an, because it is better for understanding and for hearing it. Indeed for you by day is prolonged occupation, and remember the name of your Lord, and devote yourself to Him with complete devotion. He is the Lord of the East and the West. There is no deity except Him, so take Him as disposer of your affairs, meaning trust in Allah and rely upon Him. And be patient over what they say, and avoid them with gracious avoidance. And leave me with the matter of the deniers, those of ease in life, meaning they are well-to-do, they are enjoying their life, so they find it easy to deny. And allow them respite a little, give them some time, ignore them a little, Allah says. Indeed with us for them are shackles and burning fire and food that chokes and a painful punishment. On the day the earth and the mountains will convulse and the mountains will become a heap of sand pouring down. May Allah save us from all punishment. Ameen. Indeed, we have sent to you a messenger as a witness upon you, just as we sent to Pharaoh a messenger. But Pharaoh disobeyed the messenger, so we seized him with a ruinous seizure. Then how can you fear if you disbelieve a day that will make the child white-haired? The child will become white-haired from the terrors of the day of judgment. May Allah keep us in safety. Ameen. The heaven will break apart therefrom. Ever is his promise fulfilled. Indeed, this is a reminder. So whoever wills may take to his Lord away. Indeed, your Lord knows, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you stand in prayer almost 2/3 of the night, or half of it, or 1/3 of it, and so do a group of those with you. And Allah determines the extent of the night and the day, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the hours, and he also expands the time and constricts it accordingly, without us even realizing it. Allah says he has known that you Muslims will not be able to do it. Allah has known. It means that if they were to continue in such long periods of worship each night, it would be a great hardship. So Allah turns to them in his mercy and he says, he has known that you Muslims will not be able to do it and has turned to you in forgiveness. So recite what is easy for you of the Quran. He has known that there will be among you those who are ill and others traveling throughout the land seeking something of the bounty of Allah, meaning working during the day, and others fighting for the cause of Allah. So recite what is easy from it, and establish prayer and give zakah, and loan Allah a goodly loan in the form of charities and contributions to his cause. And whatever good you put forward for yourselves, Allah says, you will find it with Allah. It is better and greater in reward. And seek forgiveness of Allah. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. Surah Al-Mudathir. Mudathir, the one who covers himself with a garment. As we mentioned earlier, after the first wahi in the cave of Hira, there was a gap. The Prophet, peace be upon him, became very anxious and agitated. Suddenly he saw Jibril alayhi salam appear between the heavens and the earth, sitting on a chair. And then he became afraid. He ran to his house and told his family to cover him. So then these ayat were revealed. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O you who covers himself with a garment, Qum fa'andhir, arise and warn. This was the first order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that he had started receiving the wahi, he had to arise, stand up and start warning people. All he had been told at this moment was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and that everyone will be resurrected for a day of judgment. So Allah orders the Prophet, peace be upon him, arise and warn. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, and your Lord magnify, because the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives courage. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ, and your clothing purify. وَالرُّجْزَ فَهْجُرْ, and uncleanliness avoid, meaning specifically idols or generally bad conduct and morals. The Prophet, peace be upon him, already had excellent morals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to avoid all bad things. All of this is important for the da'i towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be pure in their outward and to be pure in their inward as well. And do not confer favor to acquire more, meaning do not be lenient, do not give favors to others so that they would listen, but for your Lord be patient. And when the trumpet is blown, that day will be a difficult day for the disbelievers, not easy. Leave me with the one I created alone. This is a reference to Al-Walid bin Al-Mughira, who after inclining toward the Qur'an denied it publicly in order to win the approval of the Quraysh. Allah says, leave me with the one I created alone, and to whom I granted extensive wealth and children present with him, and spread everything before him, easing his life. Then he desires that I should add more. No, indeed he has been toward our verses obstinate. I will cover him with arduous torment. Indeed, he thought and deliberated. So what happened at that time? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Al-Walid bin Al-Mughira entered the house of Abu Bakr and asked him about the Qur'an. When Abu Bakr informed him about it, he left and went to the Quraysh saying, "What a great thing this is that Ibn Abi Kabsha is saying. I swear by Allah that it is not poetry, nor magic, nor the prattling of insanity. Verily his speech is from the words of Allah." So when a group of the Quraysh heard this, they gathered and said, "By Allah, if Al-Walid converts to Islam, all of the Quraysh will convert." When Abu Jahl heard this, he said, "By Allah, I will deal with him for you." So he went to Al-Walid's house and entered upon him and said to him, "Don't you see that your people are collecting charity for you?" Al-Walid replied, "Don't I have more wealth and children than they do? Meaning, why should they collect charity for me?" Abu Jahl answered, "They are saying that you only went to Ibn Abi Quhafa's house," meaning this is a name for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, "you went to his house so that you can get some of his food." Al-Walid then said, "Is this what my tribe is saying? No, by Allah, I am not seeking to be close to Ibn Abi Quhafa, nor Umar, nor Ibn Abi Kabsha," meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umar radiallahu anhu, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he said, "And his speech is only inherited magic of old." So Allah revealed to his messenger, "Dharni wa man khalaqtu wahida," leave me alone with whom I created alone. So when the Quraysh asked him finally to give his verdict, he pretended to think about it. Allah noticed that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved that in the Quran. Allah says, "So may he be destroyed for how he deliberated." Because Allah says, "Indeed he thought and deliberated. Then may he be destroyed for how he deliberated. Then he considered again. Then he frowned and scowled. Then he turned back and was arrogant and said, 'This is not but magic imitated from others. This is not but the word of a human being.'" What was so awful about what Abu Jahl said to Abu Walid bin Mughira? He was warning him that you have become a beggar because you went to Abu Bakr and it seemed as if you wanted food. But he was proud of his wealth. He did not want to be associated with the poor Muslims. So he started to refuse. And then he changed his mind. Allah warns, "I will drive him into Saqar," one of the names of hell. "And what can make you know what is Saqar? It lets nothing remain and leaves nothing unburned, altering," meaning blackening the skins. "Subhanallah. Over it are 19 angels. And we have not made the keepers of the fire except angels, and we have not made their number except as a trial for those who disbelieve, that those who were given the scripture will be convinced, because they also know that they are 19 in number. And those who have believed will increase in faith, and those who were given the scripture and the believers will not doubt, and that those in whose hearts is a disease," meaning of hypocrisy, "and the disbelievers will say, 'What does Allah intend by this as an example? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about a number? Why is it 19? Why is it not 20? And why has he even mentioned it? What good does that do us?" Allah says, "Thus does Allah leave astray whom he wills and guides whom he wills. And none knows the soldiers of your Lord except him. And it," meaning mention of the fire, "is not but a reminder to humanity. Kalla wal qamar, no, by the moon, and by the night when it departs, and by the morning when it brightens. Indeed it," the fire, "is of the greatest afflictions, as a warning to humanity, to whoever wills among you to proceed or stay behind." Meaning go to righteousness by acceptance of the warning, or stay behind. Allah says, "Every soul for what it has earned will be retained," meaning held responsible. "Every soul for what it has earned will be retained, except the companions of the right," meaning the righteous who will receive their book of deeds in their right hands, "who will be in gardens questioning each other about the criminals and asking them, 'What put you into Saqar?' So we know that the people of Jannah, the people of Hellfire, and the people on the heights Al-Araf will all be able to see each other and speak to each other. What humiliation for those who are in Hellfire. May Allah save us from that. Ameen. So they will ask the people in hellfire, what put you into saqar? They will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. They will say, we were not of those who prayed salah. وَلَمْ نَكُوا نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. Nor did we used to feed the poor. And we used to enter into vain discourse with those who engaged in it, just simply passing our time. Allah says, and they say, and we used to deny the day of recompense until there came to us a certainty, meaning death. So there will not benefit them the intercession of any intercessors, Allah says. Then what is the matter with them that they are, from the reminder, turning away, as if they were alarmed donkeys fleeing from a lion? They are running away madly, away from this message which is actually good for them. What is the matter with them, Allah says? Rather, every person among them desires that he would be given scripture spread out. Meaning, instead of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would be given the scriptures. He should have been the one who was responsible for it. He should have been the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalla, no. But they do not fear the hereafter. Kalla, no. Innahu tazkira. Indeed, it is a reminder. Then whoever wills will remember it. And they will not remember except that Allah wills. He is worthy of fear and adequate for granting forgiveness. O Allah, we have truly wronged our souls, and no one can forgive except you. So forgive us, because you are the most forgiving, the most merciful. Ameen. These surahs in the 29 juz are full of jalal, full of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and full of his reprimand and sternness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes hellfire in alarming detail. But he also says that only those will remember who fear the hereafter. Only those will remember who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ameen.